From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. A winter storm has socked in the upper Midwest, bringing heavy snowfall and strong winds that are causing blizzard conditions. In Iowa, stretches of the interstates are closed and motorists are stranded. Iowa Public Radio's Janine Beck reports.
10-foot-high drifts have made many Iowa highways impassable. Cars and trucks marooned by the snow can expect to wait up to 2 hours before state troopers arrive with the help of the Iowa National Guard. Governor Chet Culver is asking residents to stay home.
We really are urging people to stay off the roads, to make safety their number one priority.
Road crews are working furiously to open the major arteries, but say they're often impassable again within an hour. The heavy winds have knocked down power lines, leaving more than 10,000 Iowans without electricity. Snowfall totals average 10 inches statewide, with some areas reporting 14 to 16 inches, including the capital city of Des Moines. For NPR News, I'm Janine Beck.
General David Petraeus says it will probably take longer to make progress in Afghanistan than it did after the troop surge in Iraq. But the head of U.S. Central Command today told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee other elements of the Afghan operation will be similar.
As in Iraq, our troopers and their partners in Afghanistan will have to fight their way into enemy strongholds and clear enemy-controlled population centers. As in Iraq, the situation is likely to get harder before it gets easier. Violence likely will increase initially, particularly in the spring as the weather improves.
Petraeus also said he's confident President Obama's new strategy in Afghanistan can succeed. The next step in the government's case against the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks is underway. A federal grand jury in New York has started looking at evidence collected by the Justice Department. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
Attorney General Eric Holder announced last month that the professed mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four other men would be tried in a U.S. district court in New York. Now sources tell NPR the next step in the process, a federal grand jury weighing whether there's sufficient evidence to bring an indictment, has just started. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is already under indictment in the Southern District of New York for his alleged role in a 1995 plot to blow up airlines over the Pacific. The grand jury is now looking at bringing an entirely different indictment related to the September 11th attacks. Officials expect the grand jury will finish their work in a matter of weeks. It isn't clear whether the indictment will be kept under wraps or made public. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
An hour before the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 10,309. The NASDAQ is up 2 points at 2,175. The S&P is up 1. This is NPR News. The Obama administration is extending the government's $700 billion financial bailout program. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner sent a letter to congressional leaders saying remaining money in the taxpayer-funded Troubled Asset Relief Program will be made available until October 3rd of next year to help small businesses and American families facing foreclosure. Geithner also says not all of the bailout money will be used. The power vacuum in Guinea will continue until the country's wounded leader gets home. Guinea's military government said today it's suspending talks with the opposition. More from NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton.
Guinea junta spokesman said Captain Moussa Dadis Camara was recovering well after being shot in an apparent assassination attempt last week. He was airlifted to Morocco for treatment and surgery. Officials claim he intends to return home soon and will address the nation shortly. But the former colonial power, France, says the junta leader is in no state to go back to Guinea yet. Guinea's information minister has accused France of trying to destabilize his country, of being involved in the failed assassination, and of possibly harboring the fugitive would-be assassin. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
In a Chicago federal court, Pakistani-American David Coleman Headley has pleaded not guilty to plotting terrorist attacks in India and Denmark. Headley is accused of helping to arrange last year's terrorist attacks in Mumbai that killed 166 people. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. He's also charged with planning to attack a Danish newspaper that published controversial cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.